Jenny Detweiler, and I invite you to come and join me as we take a pause in our busy day and pursue soul care, as we allow our bodies to slow down and our minds to be renewed with goodness, truth, and hope. This is PRN. Pause, renew, next. Hello, friends. However you're arriving to this podcast today, know that I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome. Before we start our reflection episode today, we're going to do a slowdown and mindfulness activity. You know, mindfulness is all about helping us get into the present moment. So whatever happened before this today or that you've been thinking about, whatever your brain is trying to problem solve about the future, we're going to put all that aside for a minute and notice what's happening in this present moment. And one way we can do that is by paying attention to our senses. So we'll tune into each of them one at a time. First, notice four things that you can see with your eyes. You can say them out loud to yourself or just make note in your head. Then notice three things that you're touching with your body. If you're driving or sitting, maybe notice how the chair is touching you or how your hands are on the steering wheel. Or what the sun feels like as it's hitting your skin. Now I want you to notice what you can hear. What are two things that you can hear right now? And now notice what you can smell. Do you see how paying attention to our senses bring us to what is happening in this very present moment? Our brain can take us to the future and the past pretty easily, but what our body is doing in this moment can keep us grounded here. And now that we're anchored right here, let's take some time to reflect. Now, this podcast episode is a little different because I've actually put the same thing out as a blog. So if you liked it and you'd like to read it later, you can go to the website pauserenewnext.com and also find this in blog form. This year on the podcast, our theme is Tell Your Story. And in today's episode, we're continuing that theme in our reflections together, but specifically about what season we find ourselves in. And it's titled In Season and Out of Season. In Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 2, it says, "For everything there's a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest." Lately, I've been wrestling with some existential questions, like, what does it look like to be healthy and bear fruit for the kingdom? This question leads to other questions, including, what does fruit look like? Does working for the kingdom always lead to fruit? How much and what kind of spiritual work leads to fruit? There is one question, though, that I really want to dive into here with you, and it is, are we supposed to bear fruit in every season? At the end of each December, I usually contemplate a word for the new year. However, this year, instead of finding a word for the year, the Lord gave me a word picture instead. As a counselor and story lover, I am a fan of analogies and imagery. And very often, God speaks to me in just these ways. The word picture the Lord gave me this year related to gardening. I love gardening. I think you guys know that. But it turns out that Christ is also a big fan of garden imagery. He used a lot of farming analogies in his parables. A few months ago, as I was listening to a pastor on a podcast speak about seasons of life and farming analogies, some things began to click into place for me, specifically related to the question about if we should be producing fruit in every season of our lives. And you know, that relates to our stories, doesn't it? The pastor spoke about how farming looks different depending on the season of the year. And as he spoke, I got a vision in my head of cold, resting soil. The Lord impressed on my spirit that this year was to be one of lying fallow. He said that the soil of my life and heart was to rest. It was not time for much productivity or content creation, but for lying fallow. So let's think about what fallow means. Here is a definition from the dictionary. Fallow, of farmland plowed and harrowed, but left unsown for a period in order to restore its fertility as part of a crop rotation or to avoid surplus production. Fallow, of a period of time characterized by inaction, unproductive. Farming requires paying attention to the season. If I tried to grow tomatoes in January, I would fail. Terribly. No, there are specific seasons that farmers pay attention to if they want their crops to succeed. Each season of the year does not result in a harvest. There's a season for planting and a season for growing, watering, and weed pulling. Then, and only then, comes the season for harvest. However, there's also another season, a season where nothing is happening, where the ground lies fallow and the soil itself rests. This too is necessary for the best farming results, both for the land and for the farmer. The land needs to rest and regain nutrients and equilibrium, and the farmer also needs to rest. He or she must go inside for the winter and regain strength to begin again in the spring. But another idea to consider is crop rotation. If a farmer were to continue to plant the same crop in the same soil without giving it rest, the land would fail. It needs different plants rotated through the soil and time to rest between plantings so that the soil does not lose all of its nutrients. So there may be a time for a field to lie fallow while crops are being planted in a different field. For me in this season, I have fields which are not lying fallow and that require my attention. Specifically, motherhood, which never rests, and my work. However, there are some other things that I've said yes to in the past that the Lord is telling me now to let rest in fallow fields. So let's juxtapose this picture of fallow ground with what you think you know about the Christian life and working for the kingdom. What have you been taught about those things? How does this idea challenge your previous ideas and inclinations? I'll tell you how the Lord, in His great mercy and discipline, is challenging my own ideas and inclinations about work and bearing fruit for His kingdom. As a helper, a people lover, and a people pleaser, I have spent a lot of my life chasing approval. Some of that has been healthy and beneficial, and some of it has not been so healthy. This inclination has often resulted in saying yes to more things that I had energy for, and also resulted in me feeling resentful, fatigued, and unappreciated. But in the past several years, life circumstances have not afforded me the emotional, mental, or physical bandwidth to offer myself in the ways that I once did. As a counselor, I can attest that people will continue with lifelong patterns until they either no longer physically can continue in those patterns, or they find that those patterns no longer serve them. I have certainly found this to be the case for myself. In a season of burnout, the Lord is teaching me the necessity of choosing my yeses wisely and showing me how limited my own strength actually is. With His strength, I'm renewed day by day. Oh, I love 2 Corinthians 4. Go read it if you need to. But I'm also learning the limits of my own abilities and strength. And it is here, in this place, that the Lord whispers to me that it is also blessed to be fallow ground. I'm learning that being a member of God's kingdom doesn't mean working without end, even if many ministries make you feel guilty for saying no. It doesn't mean constant content creation to stay relevant, even if social media or the hustle of life pushes us towards productivity and algorithms. Rest is a part of the cycle of growth. It doesn't mean that we're failing, even if we see other people raking in their harvest by the truckload. It also doesn't mean that there won't be planting and harvest again in the future. The season will change. So whatever season you find yourself in right now, friend, be wise about how you go about caring for your soil and your soul. You are a valuable member of God's kingdom, whether you're in spring, summer, fall, or winter. May the Lord meet you in your season and accomplish His purposes in His timing. When your fruit comes in, may it surprise you with its abundance, and may it glorify Him. And here is our pause, renew next moment. If you have a few minutes to reflect, notice what season of life you find yourself in. Are you in a planting season of preparation? Are you in a productive work season of managing the things God has entrusted to you and overseeing their growth? Are you in a season of bringing in the harvest that you've been waiting for? Are you in a season of letting the soil rest for the winter? Remember that there may be fields you're still managing, but other areas of life that are lying fallow. If this imagery is helpful for you, I hope that you'll take time to pray and journal about what this means for you and your spiritual journey. And with that, I want to leave you with a benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jenny Detweiler with PRN. Pause, renew, next. May you be encouraged on your journey with Jesus.